A rewarding return season to sports ended with an award-winning night for a pair of graduating Falcons. Multi-sport athlete Bainan Gwilliam and volleyball star Nalina Funk were named the Grade 12 Athletes of the Year at the Foothills Composite Falcons Maroon and White Night on June 20. The three other finalists, John Steffen, Cam and Abe Wallace, were also deserving of the award and I'm definitely grateful to have received it, Gwilliam said. For me, it's that I was able to work hard through all the sports I played and provide academic excellence throughout the year. Being able to play on those teams with my teammates through basketball, badminton, track and baseball really meant a lot. Gwilliam, the lone returning varsity basketball player from the 2019-20 season, enjoyed the opportunity to lead and play for his dad, stalwart Falcons head coach Amron Gwilliam, he added. It was great to be able to come back and play sports, he said. Playing basketball for the first time in 2 years after our zone final in 2020 got cancelled, was definitely great. It was hard having a new group of guys, new teammates that haven't played at the varsity level, but it was awesome to lead them, play with them and watch them grow and by the end of the year it was definitely our strongest team and best performances. This season also marked Gwilliam's first foray into badminton, a sport the athlete has always enjoyed in a more recreational sense. Getting on the diamond for the Falcons was also a boon, after growing up with the sport at the club level. Foothills made it to provincials and was one win away from a spot in the final. Of course, that comes with all of the joys of a Southern Alberta spring. Being able to play through it and have wonderful teammates, wonderful coaches, means a lot, he said. One of the funniest things is we were up by Frank's slide and it was super cold, super windy and one of the kids' parents brought a fire into the dugout for us to stay warm. Being able to huddle with the guys, talk with them and have fun through the cold was great. Track and field represented an opportunity to close out high school athletics with a fun, diverse team, he added. After 3 years with the Foothills Composite community, Gwilliam said he has mixed feelings on moving on to the next stage. In the fall, he will begin his engineering studies at the University of Calgary. Moving on is going to be tough, he said. I'm excited to see what the future brings and I won't be too far and will definitely be able to come home and cheer on and watch previous teammates throughout the rest of their athletics lives. Volleyball star Nalina Funk, right, earned the female Grade 12 Athlete of the Year nod at the Foothills Falcons Maroon and White Night. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today, the top female athlete of the year made her mark on the court for the Falcons. Funk, a powerful outside hitter, helped lead the Falcons to the quarterfinal round of volleyball provincials after taking home the league and zone titles. It was absolutely incredible, especially with such an amazing group of girls, Funk said. We were actually able to win zones, win our league and make a mark on our season, which I think really made up for not being able to play in grade 11. We had a lot height on our side so that was easy for putting up an offense, but I also think most of the girls on the team were always hitting the floor and putting every single ounce of effort into each ball. It was incredible to see. Funk, a co-MVP of the volleyball squad along with Grace Baker, said she loved the opportunity to be a leader. It was nice to see the hard work and being captain of the volleyball team really paid off, Funk said. And I was really grateful for the reward. I'm super close with everybody on the team so it was really nice to just be able to lead those girls. To make play calls and all that good stuff to bring the success up and have them execute it. I just had such an amazing year with them. In the fall, Funk will be taking her talents to West Virginia as a student athlete at the NCAA Division II level with the Glenville State University Pioneers. I knew that I wanted to play post-secondary and NCAA was always something in the back of my mind, she said. I talked to a couple of coaches and was set on going to West Virginia because I took a trip down there and it was absolutely beautiful and the girls are so nice and I felt like I really fit into that group of people. Funk, a fine art student, will be pursuing a career in art therapy with her academics focused on psychology and art in the Mountain State. I've always loved painting and drawing, she said. And my art teacher came to me and said, "Do you think you would ever pursue it as a career?" I hadn't thought about it and then he gave me the option of art therapy. That clicked with me, that's exactly what I want to do. Basketball star Trista Thorne and rugby and track athlete Davina Paradis were the other finalists for top athletes among the graduating class. It's definitely really sad and people aren't kidding when they say it goes by with the blink of an eye, said Funk on moving on to post-secondary. It went by so fast and I'm just excited for new opportunities and, most importantly, meeting new people. Multi-sport athletes Danielle Linkletter and Bergen Hall earned the top athlete recognition at the grade 11 level. Linkletter played varsity basketball, track and field and junior varsity volleyball. Hall was the co-MVP of the junior varsity basketball team and played varsity volleyball and baseball for the Falcons. The grade 10 athletes of the year were Ella Watkins and Jed Rodriguez. Watkins earned minutes as a freshman on the varsity basketball team and played junior varsity volleyball while Rodriguez impressed with Foothill's young football squad, including time spent at quarterback, and competed in track. Danielle Linkletter, the Falcons' grade 11 athlete of the year, played varsity basketball. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today, Jed Rodriguez, Foothill's grade 10 athlete of the year, played football and track and field for the Falcons. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today, award winners Varsity Girls Basketball MVP, Trista Thorne Falcon Heart and Hustle, Georgia Carlson Coaches Award, Faith Hunter Varsity Boys Basketball MVP, Bainan Gwilliam Most Improved, Tyler Olson Most Inspirational, Ben Steffen Jr. Varsity Girls Basketball MVP, Rilly David Most Improved, Abnor Chadith Falcon Award, Ava Sheen, Hannah Peters Jr. Varsity Boys Basketball MVP, Van Carrison, Bergen Hall Most Improved, Cash Parrott Falcon Award, Key Williams Varsity Girls Volleyball MVP, Nalina Funk, Grace Baker Most Improved, Naya Ulmer Coaches Award, Sophia Janssen Varsity Boys Volleyball MVP, Riker Hutchinson Most Improved, Benjamin Davidson Falcon Award, Nikolai Noseworthy Jr. Varsity Girls Volleyball MVP, Brecken Barr Most Improved, Katie Foss Falcon Award, Ashlyn Hamm Jr. Varsity Boys Volleyball MVP, Eric Hutchinson Most Improved, Caleb Hudson Falcon Award, Gabriel Rand Girls Soccer MVP, Sky Chubak Most Improved, Hannah Peters Falcon Award, Megan Hunter Boys Soccer MVP, George Smith Most Improved, Thierry LeBlanc Spirit Award, Luis Guerrero Girls Rugby MVP, Grace Eagleton Most Improved, Davina Parody Falcon Award, Hannah Lyons Boys Rugby Forwards MVP, John Steffen Backs MVP, Colby Fredrickson Most Improved, Armitesh Nair Falcon Award, Garen Zirk Cross Country Female Overall, Sydney Newcomb Male Overall, Josh Huver Falcon Award, Jordan Harrison Track and Field Female Overall, Sydney Newcomb Male Overall, Josh Huver, Ryden Thomas Falcon Award, Danielle Linkletter, Jonah Waldner Badminton Male MVP, Cam Wallace, Abe Wallace Female MVP, Sydney Newcomb, Maya Newcomb Baseball Cy Young Pitcher, Hogan Holdich Gold Glove, Adam Roland Silver Slugger, Avery Gregg Golf MVP, Bo Billahaug Football MVP, Trey Peacock Top Lineman, Cam Wallace, Abe Wallace Top Offensive Player, Jonah Waldner Top Defensive Player, Borden Giesbrecht Offensive Rookie of the Year, Josh Flight Defensive Rookie of the Year, Rylan Niche Special Teams Player of the Year, Derek Boisvert.